The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Once again, My Music is back to amaze and alarm you as you discover how much they know about music. They being Frank Miller and David Franklin on the one hand and Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden on the other. We begin, as always, with a simple name the composer, name the piece round. But we've decided to take a different letter of the alphabet each week. This week, all the composers...
They're the same letter of the alphabet each week.
Let me put it another way. All the composers this week start with the letter A. All right, Frank?
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
We're going to be in a load of trouble 23 weeks from now, but we'll face that when it comes. Never mind. We begin with David Franklin. David, A, composer and title, please, of this piece.
This is a military gentleman with golf connections.
Oh, yes. How clever you are. Yes.
Tune Colonel Bogey.
That's right.
The composer beginning with A. Adam, no.
Oh, you won't.
Absalom.
You won't guess
no.
It, I'm afraid.
Oh, Alford.
Alford. Kenneth Alford is right for your second mark, David. Thank you. Kenneth Alford's Colonel Bogey. Dennis Norden, A composer for you.
We just had a quick run through together of all the composers we could think of, beginning with A. The only one we could think of was Handel. But I think that was the Warsaw Concerto.
Yes.
By Anton Walbrook. by Richard Adidson.
Richard Adidson is right for your second mark, yes. And A composer for Ian Wallace.
Albanith
is right, yes, and it was his
good
title for the other mark.
Tango.
Yes, two marks. And an A composer for Frank Muir.
Questions are like this. I know this one.
Oh, yes.
Yes. This was composed by a composer who was always prefixed with the great. It was the great Dr. Arne.
Yes, that's right.
And it was composed around about 1730, 1735, as a music for a mask.
Clearly, we must make your questions infinitely more difficult in future. Yes, you're so right. The exact date was 1740. The mask, Alfred, as you say, Dr. Thomas Arne's Rule Britannia. You've got two marks. And here comes that musical general knowledge again. David, as you know, a triptych is an altarpiece of three painted panels, but a composer used the title triptych for a three-act opera, or rather three acts in some opera evening. Can you please name...
Don't you mean three one-act operas?
Yes, that's really what I... That's what I wish now I'd said in the first place, yes.
Yes, well, Puccini...
You can, of course, name the three operas, please.
Puccini, yes. Tabarro, Gianni Schicchi, and...
Suor
Angelica.
Yes, thank you very much. That is... quite correct. Those are the three.
Mark, you only got it right because the question was right in the end.
Dennis, in one of the London churches, there's a stained glass window to the memory of the composer John Ireland. The scenes illustrated in it include a seascape and a herd of Australian cows. Can you explain this?
Well, not from knowledge, but from deduction, I would presume, because this is a musical program, that he was a composer who wrote something about the sea.
Yes.
And also a cantata for Australian cow. Or horn concerto.
A horn concerto, yeah. I insist upon giving you a mark for horn concerto, if nothing else happens.
In B flat.
He felt, I'll help you a bit with this, it was John Ireland, in fact, felt that he ought to go down to the seas again. So he composed...
Oh, well, then
he wrote John Masefield's Sea Fever. Yes, he composed Sea Fever.
And presumably mood music.
Now, you can't help with those Australian cows, can you? It was music for a film.
A film about Australia?
Yes. And the first one that comes to mind is the one.
The Overlanders.
Yes. Yes, yes, I think you've got 3 out of 3. He composed the music for the Chips Rafferty film, The Overlanders. Ian, Longfellow was the fellow who wrote Hiawatha. Who set the story to music and under which 3 main titles?
It was set by Coleridge Taylor.
Yes, 1 mark. Now, 3 titles for your other 2 marks. And please don't get 2 out of 3, or I shan't know how to mark you.
No, I think you're quite safe, because I don't think I'm going to get 1 out of 3. Although I once, years ago, sang in this thing, although it was really too high for me.
Was that in the Albert Hall?
No, it was in the Carnegie Hall, as a matter of fact.
How was it? Mm-hmm.
Dunfermline.
In Hull.
But it's so long ago, I don't really remember. There were. I think it seemed to me to have something to do with the seasons of the year.
No.
Was winter and spring.
No, the 3 titles I have here, 2 of them contain the name of the hero and 1 contains the name
of the hero. Well, Hiawatha is the name of the hero.
Yes, Hiawatha.
And then Pocahontas.
No, not at all. I can't give you anything here. Hiawatha's wedding feast, Hiawatha's departure in the middle of the death of Minnehaha. Frank, the names of 3 operas, please, any 3 operas, by Giancarlo Menotti, and I think you ought to get these without help from David.
Amahl and the Night Visitors.
There's one, yes.
The Saint of Bleecker Street.
Yes.
The Consul, the Lovely. Telephone.
Yes, you're going on.
Any bonus is going?
No bonus is going.
Finish.
You missed out my favourite as it happens, but never mind.
The Medium.
He wrote an opera called The Medium.
Oh.
Yes, also The Last Savage, The Labyrinth, The Gorgon and The Manticore. Anyway, you certainly have 3 marks there. He's also famous for organising the festival at Spoleto. 3 marks. On to the next round. Operatic arias. I'd like, please, the singer, the composer, for another mark, the name of the opera for a 3rd, and the name of the aria for a 4th mark. So 4 marks coming up for David Franklin. David, here we go.
Estremos il queste per me son giunta io tremo la mia orrenda storia e non in quell'albergo mio provvito.
It's over. David, who, from what, by whom, what's
its name?
Let's
start with the composer. It's Verdi.
Yes, there's 1 mark.
The singer, soprano.
One of a number.
I don't know the name of the aria.
No. And the opera?
And the opera, I think, is Trovatore.
No. Now, have a shot at the singer. Frank might have known the singer.
Is it Joan Hammond?
No, I can't help you anymore. You've got one mark for Verdi.
You
it's Maria Callas was
what?
The singer.
Maria Callas.
I meant nose off. David, because of the love I bear you, I'll tell you the name of the aria, if you like, and give you a chance at the opera.
Yeah?
It's Son Giunta, Grazie a Dio.
Doesn't mean... No. Is it a ballo in mascara?
No, it's not.
Well.
No, you got one. Fair enough. La forza del destino.
What are they talking about?
Unfortunately, grazie, they're talking senora. About what I know nothing at all about.
We're talking about the fact that I didn't pay attention during the Italian lessons at school. That's what we're talking about. Anyway, you have one mark there, and we move on to Dennis Norden for an aria. Dennis.
La fleur que tu m'avais jetée dans ma prison m'interestie plus triste que cette fleur garde toujours sa douce odeur.
That's marvellous. It all came out from Ian's pen like a computer. My state of affairs, if it isn't one fine day, I don't know what it is. This is, and I read, the flower song from Carmen, Bizet, and then he started on a word that begins with BJ.
Oh.
Now, I don't know what that is, but if you play Scrabble at all, it's going to be very useful.
I can tell you straight away, you've got 3 out of 4. It wasn't Bajussi Bajuling.
No, I didn't. That's why I stopped writing it after the J.
Bajussi Bajuling, no, it was not. It was, in fact, Richard Tauber singing. So you have 3 out of 4 there. And Ian, having done all the writing, you can now do all the talking, because it's your turn.
Il mio cuore ferito è già e indoro che gli si indoro io sarà lo giurai la vincerò si indoro io sarà
Isn't that lovely? The Barber of Seville.
Yes.
By
Rossini. That's the singer. Oh, I see. Yes.
And the aria is called, she started singing Una Voce Poco Fa.
Yes.
And I think it is Victoria de Los Angeles.
And that gives you 4 marks out of 4.
I can't help Ian on these, but what I will do is I'll help you back out the car park after. The extent of my musical knowledge.
There's an aria now for Frank. Frank.
it's that one, isn't it? On with the thingamajig.
Yes, that's right.
On with the motley.
Motley, yes.
Sung by Caruso's grandmother. As far as one can judge from the recording.
Yes. Very early days, yes. Caruso is right, anyway. Now, what do we want? Oh, the composer and the opera, and the name of the opera.
Oh, it's... What?
It's Poliacci.
Yes.
Leoncavallo.
Yes, Frank, what was his surname?
Bosso.
No, I thought you were going to say Cavallo.
Leoncavallo Bosso. Profondo. Well, what was it?
So, his name, Leoncavallo, his full name, and you've got 4 marks there, Frank. Let's have a look at the score. And I see by reference to the score and my lovely scorer here that Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden are leading at the moment by 0.5 mark. And the next round. This is rather up the alley of a couple of you. We're going to hear some songs from Shakespearean plays. A mark for the play from which each song is taken, and another mark for the name of the character who sings it in the play. David.
Merlin, Merlin. verily shall I live now under the blossom that hangs on the bough. Verily, verily shall I live now under the blossom that hangs on the bough. Verily, verily shall I live now under the blossom that hangs on the bough. Verily, verily shall I live now under the blossom that hangs on the bough.
So it's the play and the character, David.
But it's one of the pastoral jobs, isn't it?
Well, no, I wouldn't say so for a minute.
It's hard.
David, if it's any help to you, you're on your own.
Let us drop in the word Elsinore and see what happens.
Nothing. You're absolutely... you're way off unless they've moved it.
Floating down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Unless they've moved it into the middle of the sea, you're way off.
Oh, it's a... Tompet. The Tempest.
Oh, Tempest.
Yes. Now, the song was Where the Bee Sucks. And the character then?
Oh, it'll be Ariel.
Ariel, yes. Two out of two. The Ariel sings it in The Tempest. Dennis, back to Shakespeare again for another song. Here's yours.
What is love? 'Tis not hereafter. Present mirth hath present laughter. What's to come is still unsure. In delay there lies no plenty. Then come kiss me, sweet and 20. Youth's a stuff will not endure, not endure.
Wait a minute. The most of the songs in Shakespeare's plays are by clowns.
Yes, you're right. You're on bright lines here.
Is it Twelfth Night?
Yes.
Feste.
So, Feste. Yeah. Twelfth Night, it's O Mistress Mine. Yeah. Ian, a Shakespearean song for you.
Sing no more, dear, tis. Ladies, sing no more. Of dumps so dull and heavy. Of dumps so dull and heavy. The throats of men were ever so. Since song the first was leafy. Since summer first was leafy, then sign of soul, but yet in gold, and be you bright and funny, and be you bright and funny, converting all your songs of woe, converting all your songs of woe, to pay
no
need,
sign no more, lady.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Hendon School Choir, just to pass the time away. Singing it.
Give us the character who sings it.
Oh, and you'll sacrifice that mark, will
yeah.
you? Right.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you his job, the attendant on Don Pedro, Prince of Aragon, Balthazar. Balthazar, if you prefer. It's a lot of fuss about not very much, really.
Oh, is there another character in the play called Benedict?
Here you have me. We didn't do this.
Is it Much Ado About Nothing?
Yes, it's Much Ado About Nothing. That's why I said it's a lot of fuss about not very much. We didn't hear that bit. Well, that's one out of two there. And Shakespeare for Frank Miller.
Another green corn field, it falls in the springtime, the springtime, the springtime, the off-flip-flip-flip springtime, when birds do sing, hey-ding-a-ding-ding, 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 sweet love's love.
It must be Twelfth Night.
No,
no, no. It must be As You Like It.
Yes, that's more like it.
We haven't done it yet. Done Twelfth Night. It's As You Like It by William Shakespeare. A song.
Sung by...
Isn't it sung to Rosalind?
I can't.
Isn't it sung to Rosalind? No, it's not sung to Rosalind.
Does anybody audience know? Because I don't. No, it's not sung to... No, it's not sung to Rosalind.
Who's got you
now,
got
wait a minute,
down
Steve.
There,
all that means is that they don't know whether it's sung to Rosalind.
She may have been in the wings and heard it. In half a mile.
Yeah, that's perfectly true. I must stop you here, give you a mark for As You Like It, and tell you that it's sung by two pages. Touchstone listens and criticises the time. Well, now the round in which Graham Dalley and Bernard Chin provide the opening bars of well-known songs, and we ask the teams for three marks to follow on with words and music in tune wherever possible.
Sorry. My friend just said page one and page two. Can't help laughing, can you?
Well, try.
Well, now we really do ask the teams for 3 marks to follow on with words and music. And David Franklin, you come in, please, after the introduction in your case. Here we go.
No. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. 2, 3, 4, sob. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Poems are made.
Now, I'm in a bit of a difficulty.
Poems are made by fools like me. Oh, please. I must have complete silence. But only God can make a tree.
Three marks, David, and an extra half mark for the cadenza. 3.5. Why not? Dennis Norden.
The roller... No, one minute. Gotta get the condenser out of the way.
Oh,
good minute. I'm just trying to think which is... The roller is a Swedish town. The riller is a stream. The something is a boy and girl. The Hutsat is their dream. Hutsat Rollson on the riller with the broller, broller suet. You talk about poems being written by fools. You know what? I can't sing it anymore. I couldn't sing it to start with.
You mixed up your Rillera and your Rawson at one point, and you did miss out a complete 8 bars, so I think I can but give you 2 out of 3.
All right, I'll take that gratefully.
Take it. Back to the more cantabile style of the... Ian Wallace.
But with propriety, society will say Mary. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came. But there is something there that sounds so square. It's a grand ordinary.
What a finale. You're feeling all right, are you?
I have a feeling that was a top F.
It's going to get you the extra half mark. No, I think 3, yes?
Thank you.
Frank's turn.
If I were king, dilly dilly, you'd be a jag. Who told you so? Dilly dilly, who told you so? I told me so. But only God can make a tree.
I hereby award Frank 3 marks for that, and that, I'm afraid, is the end of this week's My Music. A victory by 3 marks for David Franklin and Frank Lear. Good night.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. At the keyboards were Graham Daly and Bernard Chin, and the chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.